Welcome to Empowering Chats with Susan Burrell. This is where we have deep, intimate conversations about self-empowerment and future existence. I am an intuitive healer and a light leader who has been called to activate other light leaders. So I'm curious, are you one of them? So by listening, lean in and see if you are ready to be that eternal potential you've been called to be. Using your bravery, your talents, your tenacity, can you be innovative and adventurous in order to activate your life and lead from that place? This is where we learn how to love ourselves from the inside out and love the whole world over and over again. Enjoy the show. Wow, everybody. 2024, we are now in the month of April, the beautiful month of April, the springtime month of April. And I can't believe how fast this year is going. I say that every year, I think. I don't know. We'll have to listen to the old shows and see if I say it every year. But under the theme of Be Potential for 2024, the month of April is O. And we chose, my team and I chose observant. And then other words were openness, overflowing opportunity. So let me just tell you what observant means. It means quick to notice or perceive, regard attentively, watchful, discerning, mindful, perceptive, contemplating, clear-sighted. It also means following or adhering to a particular law, custom, or religious ritual, observant. Now, I saw it as being the observer of your world, of your inner world, as well as the outer world, and therefore being open to seeing what is going on within you and feeling out what the opportunity is of that inner vision, that inner observer. And allow all of those insights to overflow into your daily life, into your life experience. So that to me is being observant. Now, this adhering to or following a particular custom, that might be a little antiquated. Check in with yourself and see, are you adhering to an old belief system or an ideology that really isn't serving your life purpose, your soul mission? Observe that, right? Be open to see if there's larger opportunities or potentiality for you in being observant. I'm just saying, check it out. Observant for the month of April. Enjoy the show. So here we are in April, like you've heard. And the theme is to be observant, like you heard. And I got to tell you guys, I sat down three times to record this show and it just couldn't flow. It wouldn't flow. So I don't know if I'm recording this during Mercury retrograde and that's why it's kind of like not flowing, or I haven't processed enough during this retrograde to, you know, be able to speak truth out. So we're just going to see what falls out of my mouth today. So when I was looking up observant, I saw one definition that was saying adhering to a particular law, custom, or religious ritual, as well as regarding attentively. So I was interested in this idea of adhering to. When you're observant, you're adhering to something. A philosophy, a faith, an idea, you know. And what I am definitely noticing and seeing during this month of April 2024 is that there is nothing that adhering kind of feels like you're stuck, like you're glued to it. You're doing it whether you want to or not. And when my team and I chose observant as the theme for this month, we also came up with words like openness and overflowing and opportunity. And because we really felt that being observant brings you an opportunity to witness, to be more, to perceive, to shift your perceptions or perspectives. And in this idea of openness, being open as the observer to really see what's going on. And I'm using observer or being observant as the observer within yourself, like observe what's going on within you. Observe your emotions. Are they flowing? Are they moving? Are they in action, or are they stuck? Are your emotions just on constant repeat and reaction and all of that? Because as we become more observant, especially in this month of April 2024 with a lunar eclipse, now we're going to be having a solar eclipse. These are change agents. Change agents is what I'm understanding. So we have an opportunity to shift even more into our full potential this month in April, if we're observant, if we're perceiving and paying attention, and almost like lifting yourself up to observe from above, not from the inside of yourself out, oh my God, what's going on out there, but like lifting your awareness up a little higher so you can see the whole viewpoint, right? The whole perspective. Because that gives you more information than just that little observation point from your brain, right? So lifting up from your heart up a little higher so you can be aware. That's when your intuition will expand and your inner wisdom will kick in and say, yes, yes, pay attention to that over there that you're observing. Pay attention to this up above that you're feeling and witnessing. So to me, it's about being observant is about, well, some of it's about going with the flow, right? But it's also this energy, being in the energy flow of life and your energy flow. It's seeing if you can really feel, is your energy flowing? You know, as I was coming into doing this, one of the things I kept was niggling at the back of my mind was something about quantum physics, because after all the many classes I took with Amit Goswami on quantum physics and everything, there is something there that I think needs to be brought out. What I remember in my learnings with Dr. Goswami is that the human observing the experiment can actually affect the outcome of the experiment. So, but that's a cautionary tale, because are you observing so that you can affect something? Are you lifting above and watching so you can change something outside of yourself? Or are you observing you in the mix of everything going on? Or are you observing, being observant to your inner voice, your inner wisdom? And, you know, and that kind of like sounds like self-respect, right? And self-honoring. But so I looked up a human observer and it said, as a human observer, you see things through the filter of who you are, how you feel, how you think, and how your body senses the world around you. We don't see the same world because we each have different histories and we were raised in different cultures, and therefore we have different experiences and perspectives, right? But to be that observer from a non-judgmental POV, you know, oftentimes when we observe other people, maybe it's just me, you guys, you know, but I judge. I watch somebody in the store and I'm like, really? She put that on and went out in public? You know, yeah, I'm telling on myself. So I do judge, but is there a way to be observant in a non-judgmental way? And in my experience, becoming non-judgmental in a, as I'm observing means that I've got to fill my heart with love. I've got to really be practicing kindness, and I've got to be aware that the individual I'm observing outside of me, we're just talking about the outside now, what you see outside of you. I don't know their history, like what I just read. I don't know their history. So here I'm judging somebody and I don't know where they just came from. I don't know where they're going. I don't know their story. And I'm just putting a label on them. So in lifting up higher, bringing our awareness higher so that we really can observe what is happening around us and what is happening within us, we have to hold a higher intention for truth to be revealed. Truth to be revealed. To A, see with the eyes of love, observe with the eyes of love, but also what we're observing within ourselves or outside of ourselves with the prayer request that truth is revealed. And when I work with clients, that's the beginning of the session. I do an invocation to open up a sacred space, and I ask that truth be revealed for healing, for integration or release, because that's what we're doing right now, especially in the month of April, especially with this eclipse, solar eclipse that's coming in. We won't see another one for 20 years. So eclipses, especially solar ones, they're going to shut the door on what was, and it's going to open up a new beginning. So anybody that wants stuff to just kind of be done, like if you're in a relationship that you kind of want it just to be done, or you're in a job that you really don't want, you know, be open in observing, be open to that experience closing, ending. It's not a punishment, everybody. It's just a transition, a transit into the next era. And we are now officially in the age of Aquarius. And we are also in the experience of the divine feminine. And so these beginnings that are going to be happening all around the planet and within ourselves, being open to feel beginnings. To me, well, it's springtime too, right? To me, it just kind of brings hope and a peace of mind, amazingly enough, in the world that we exist in. So in being observant, just kind of watch yourself during the month of April. Watch your emotions. Are they spiking? Are you having reactions? Okay, I'm raising my hand. Yep. That come out of nowhere, you know, like just knee-jerk reactions. Pay attention to that, because that means that there's some sort of emotional energy that's still stuck. And as we move into this age of Aquarius, at least I don't know about you, but I want to be as free as I can possibly be, free of fear, free of shame, free of blaming and judging and all that stuff. I want to be in that. I want to swim in that experience of love and kindness and creativity and equanimity. So it takes being observant to see where you're stuck and to see where you're open, where something just magically, I've experienced this too in the last week, something just magically kind of opens up. And I'm using that word a lot, open, but, or just kind of falls away. And you're like, huh, that happened kind of miraculously. So there's the other thing of watching, being observant and watching your attitudes. You know, lots of people are having toots. Is it a healthy thing? Is your attitude actually expanding your happiness? Is your attitude actually touching and growing other people's attitude? We're seeing a lot of arrogance in the world right now. We're seeing a lot of individuals who think they got it right. You know, they're adhering to what they think is right, but that ain't necessarily so, everybody. Because in this new age of Aquarius, in this new experience of living life on planet Earth, everything is shifted. Everything. And it will dramatically shift over the next few months, especially because we're now on an accelerated path, an acceleration into greater love, into greater equanimity, into greater kindness. And those of us, if we are not observant, if we do not pay attention, if we're not watching our attitudes and our reactions and our emotions, and are we avoiding our emotions and attitudes, or are we embracing them so that we can integrate them, emotions, feelings, reactions, or question them? But in the integration, then there's more of an expansion within, and the soul has more growth opportunity. Hello, this is just a whole year of growth opportunities. Maybe it's a lifetime of growth. Maybe it's a millennium of growth opportunities. I just got to say, but in lifting up a little bit, instead of being in your physical material world and seeing things from your point of view out there and observing what's going on with your point of view, I really want to invite us all to lift up a bit, lighten up our observation point, lift it up so you can see all the perspectives in all the different cultures, in all the different political systems or ideology systems or spiritual systems or money, economic systems, lifting up so you can see really from a higher perspective what's actually going on. Yeah. So being observant, being open, overflowing with love, everybody, with love, 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 because that's really our mission here, right? Is to observe those areas within ourselves that shut down because of our past experience or our cultural belief or wounding, whatever it is, but to be able to observe what that is, really finally see, discern, what is it that I am feeling? What is it I'm experiencing from within? Because that, again, like I said earlier, you can then ask your inner wisdom, that divine guidance system that's always within you. You can ask, what is it I need to know right now? In any given moment, you can always ask that question. And if you are tuned in and tuned up, if you are observing from a higher perspective, then your intuition will guide you. Your intuition will counsel you. That inner wisdom will say, this is what you need to do, or this is where you need to go to avoid an ugly situation, or, you know, and so it really is becoming an observer in life. Isn't that you're sitting on the sidelines watching everybody else play? It's being an active participant in your life by observing your inner landscape, your inner world, your inner belief systems. And then this is the time, everybody, choosing what you want to take with you and choosing what's going to be left behind in the ending, right? In that closing of, I heard suitcase, closing the suitcase. I don't know, maybe just toss it overboard. But, you know, what are you going to take with you on this next leg of our journey together on planet Earth? Because the new beginning is starting right now, everybody. The new Earth is starting right now. And all of the ancient beings and ascended masters and angels and all these beings on different dimensions have been waiting for humanity to come to this point. And those of us that chose to incarnate this lifetime, woohoo, I'm so excited. No, actually, I really am. That we've chosen to be here now to usher in this new age of Aquarius, to usher in a new way of being in humanity, of being in connection, of being in respect, of being in human kindness and love. And it always starts with us, right? It's got to start with us. So take an inventory. Take an inventory this April, during the month of April. Do a lot of journaling. I'm big on journaling, you guys, because it's helped me turn corners and shift and change from the inside out. So take an inventory of what is it you want to take with you. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about qualities that you have that you want to strengthen. What is it that you feel like you don't have that you want to add to your skill set or your toolbox or your suitcase that you're taking with you. And really pay attention, be observant, because that observation point is going to give you more light, more creativity, more peace, more compassion. And in that, all of that, that's the world I want. I want a world that works for everyone. I don't want a world that continues to work for just some people. And I really believe that that is the closure that's happening now. That's the end point. And our new beginning can be as exciting and opulent and brilliant as we choose to make it. So everybody, the month of April, is there an O word for inventory? I don't know. But be observant and take an inventory. Until next time, I'm just going to end with, and so it is, namaste. Well, that wraps up our empowering chat for the day. I hope you enjoyed it and found it inspired you to be more empowered. If you want to find out more about me, go to susanburrell.com, my website, and you can see what we're up to. I am teaching classes again, so there's a calendar of that, and you can register. You can check out my book, Live an Empowered Life, A 30-Day Journey with the Companion Inspiration Cards, or you can access my guided meditations that go through Insight Timer. We got a bunch of stuff on the website. Check it out. And until then, namaste.